listening to The Alex Jones Show. Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, I have so many clips of, quote, migrants barbecuing people's cats and dogs. We actually have footage of this in Europe and the United States. And Roger wasn't even joking. In Florida, where he said there's a lot of Haitians that come from places with no running water, no nothing, and you just eat whatever you can eat. You look at satellite photos of Haiti, that is, you know, half of the island, and the other half is Dominican Republic, was known as Hispaniola. And there's almost no trees in Haiti. So they've eaten the lizards, the turtles, the ducks, the chickens. And they're just roving gangs, robbing everybody. The Clintons came in and totally robbed it, stole $4 billion, shipped out a bunch of kidnapped kids. But Haiti was already in trouble. It's never been stable. You know, the French ran it. And when they left, it was, you know, just the slaves there that were growing sugarcane to make rum. It was an island where they made rum, where they got the sugar and then shipped it off and made rum on another island. So they bring these folks here who have generations of malnutrition. You give babies baby formulas and a mother's milk. They have smaller brains. All that too happens. And you've literally got, and I'm not saying all Haitians are bad people. They're not. It's just that, you know, it's serious. And they're just bringing them here by the millions. There's 2 million from Venezuela the last 4 years, over 1 million from Haiti. And just in one little swath, you know, Kamala did 100,000. And she talked about it when she was the border czar. And the residents, whether they're black or white, they are sick of it because they had a nice town. And of course, Springfield has always been more conservative. So the left bombs them with the, quote, migrants that they control, that they sign up for welfare. But these Haitians are even having trouble staying in contact with the Democrats and even following their orders. So they're just getting thrown out on the street, and there's just roving gangs wandering around. So let's go to Kamala talking about giving the gift of these folks, 20,000 to Springfield alone.
That is why also, starting with our administration, we gave TPS, temporary protected status, to Haitian migrants, 55,000. And then more recently, we extended temporary protected status to over 100,000 Haitian migrants for that very reason, that they need support, they need protection.
They need support, they need protection after the Clintons are hated there universally and on record looting them twice. So I feel sorry for the Haitians. And of course, there's all the devil worship, the voodoo, where the devil's in control, you have hell. They've got Caribbean islands that are mainly black, that are Christian, and they got, you know, good standard of living, beautiful businesses, but you got the occult, the wages of sin or death, very, very sad. So Haiti is about as bad as it gets in the world, arguably the worst place on earth. And so continuing, here's a local in Springfield talking about what it's like.
And I'm done with what I'm seeing. It is so unsafe in my neighborhood anymore. I have the homeless that were trying to camp out, and I have made concessions with them, and I try to help them the best I can to keep them from trying to squat on my property. But it is so unsafe. I have men that cannot speak English in my front yard screaming at me, throwing mattresses in my front yard, throwing trash in my front yard. And I can't. Look at me. I weigh 95 pounds. I couldn't defend myself if I had to. My husband is elderly, and last night, after living in this home for 45 years, he said, "Noel, guess what? It's time to pack up and move." He said, "We can't do this anymore." He said, "It's killing both of us mentally." I don't understand what you expect of us as citizens. I mean, I understand they're here under temporary protected status, and you're protecting them, and I understand that our city services are overwhelmed and understaffed. But who's protecting us? If we're protecting them, who's protecting me? I want out of this town. I am sorry. Please give me a reason to stay. Thank you.
Thank you.
These are all insane. Let's play clip 10.
I was out and about yesterday, driving around Springfield. I was looking at the giant holes in some of our buildings. I noticed all of the old familiar spots bearing new signs in an unfamiliar language. I watched as groups of strangers walked around the city like lost tourists, and it was like a punch in the gut. A terrible sadness came over me, and I began to cry. I immediately started to think back to when I was little, walking from my grandma's house on South Fountain through downtown and all the way to Snyder Park, going to Wren's to get new school clothes and shoes, the excitement of the mall for lunch at the Blue Fox, or even better, to see Santa, riding down High Street, admiring the beauty of those stately homes and their amazing architecture, dropping pennies in the fountain and making wishes. And now, all those warm memories are becoming fuel to the fire of anger inside of me. I feel like we have been invaded by some sort of pest. I'm angry that my friends and family are packing up and moving away. I'm angry that foreigners are using up the resources that were set up for the Americans that reside here. I'm angry that another country's flag was being flown in our city. I'm angry when I see our businesses and recreational areas littered with garbage left by people that do not know or understand our laws and culture and are making no attempt to learn about them. And let me be clear, this is not about race. This is about people being given the privilege of coming here from another country and having no respect for our people, our land, or our life's work. People living their life here the way they did in Haiti, angry, stealing, polluting, living in filth, and acting like animals. These are not civilized people. Opening containers in our grocery stores, helping themselves to what's inside and throwing the rest onto the shelves and floors. Pulling off of the highway to publicly clean and gut the roadkill lying there in front of anyone that passes by. Stealing animals from farmers and leaving their severed heads at the side of an old school where children play. Relieving themselves in public. Making some barbaric stew out of the birds that live in our park. This is insanity, and it has to stop. What will become of Springfield? Where will we be in 5 years? The thought terrifies me. Will it be some sort of dystopian wasteland with most of our original residents having moved away and those that cannot afford to move being locked inside their homes, living in fear? This thought is keeping me awake at night. I just want the old Springfield back. I know it was far from perfect, but at least it was still ours. Thank you.
This is like a zombie invasion, ladies and gentlemen. If you know how hellish Haiti is, you'd understand. So we'll also pull up footage, because I've seen the footage, and I thought I sent it, of them tumping over cars, burning things, wandering around with machetes in Miami, in Springfield, Ohio. They're shipping them everywhere. And that's just the Haitians, ladies and gentlemen. Then all the Islamics and the rest of it, and the women in the burkas, and you go to a restaurant, they're pulling their burka up and eating spaghetti under it. Here's a Springville. The guy's killed a goose, it looks like. Or is that a dog? Zoom in on that. It's a goose. Okay, I got it right. I mean, folks, I mean, this is crazy town. Here's another Springfield, Ohio man. Says Haitian illegals are decapitating ducks in parks and eating them. Accuses commission members of getting paid off for allowing it. Well, yeah, the Democratic Party, Alexander Soros. Let's put Alexander Soros on screen. He's in charge of the operation now. It's funny to him. He hates this country. Here's a clip.
I think it's like kind of odd that like a guy like me has to come out from doing what I do on a daily basis to have fun, because I see what's going on in these streets, and I see you guys just sitting up there in them comfy chairs and suits, and like, and I'm getting out here every day, and I'm broadcasting this, and you guys are just sitting up there in suits or something. Like, I really challenge you guys to get out here and do something. These Haitians are running into trash cans. They're running into buildings. They're running into, they flipping cars in the middle of the street. And I don't know how, like, y'all can be comfortable with this. Like, I don't know, like, who's getting paid from this. I honestly feel like someone's getting paid from it in the background. You got a bunch of people on a bus getting dropped off at a gas station to come
down. By the way, hit pause. Back in 10 seconds. See, these are regular, hardworking people. Black, white, Hispanic, old, young. And they don't study politics. They just know you're getting paid to do this. Yeah, the Democrats all sign them up for welfare, get a piece of it, just like with the homeless, and then they use them for voters. So, yes, they're getting paid. New York is going to spend $5 billion next year. They've already spent $4 billion this year on illegal aliens. And they give them driver's license. But the issue with the Haitians is they're cavemen, folks. I mean, they literally come from a place with no running water, no nothing, and it's just kill or be killed. It's very sad. Let's continue.
Like, who's getting paid from it? I feel like, I honestly feel like someone's getting paid from it in the background. They dropping, they, you got a bunch of people on a bus getting dropped off at a gas station to come down here. I know a single mom that FaceTimed me tonight, FaceTimed me this morning at the welfare office that really need, like, that really needs something. And it's nothing but immigrants over there. And I don't even want to, like, seem like I'm coming down on the immigrants because it's the people that's bringing them down here. Because wherever they're at, that's what they're used to, bro. They're in the park grabbing up ducks by their neck and cutting their head off and walking off with them and eating them. Like, y'all get the Highway State Patrol down here every week, and then y'all get, like, a task force for the Highway State Patrol. And they look for guns, and they look for dope and this and that and the fourth. That same people that y'all got riding up and down Limestone doing U-turns, pulling people over for blinkers and pulling people over for, like, going left to center and, like, a couple miles over. Like, y'all can take them same people, the Highway State Patrol, and you can take them in every single one of their Silver Chargers and Dodge Durangos, and y'all can take them to
back up 10 seconds. This guy is so dead on. In Aurora, in Denver, in all these places, they will not arrest illegal aliens, even if they commit murder or attempted murder, or they let them out on $1,000 bail if they get forced to arrest them. Because they say there's not a problem and that it's a fantasy. What is going on? No, it's not a fantasy. But you could turn the Haitians loose in New York. You wouldn't have a rat problem anymore because they eat them. That's where they come from. The worst third world country on earth is Haiti. And we're going to bring millions of them here. And then not even rehabilitate them or put them in school, or just here on the streets now. Yeah, you get a welfare check. So they're wearing nice clothes and got a cell phone, and they spend that money on that, and they go rob and steal for the rest of it. The Democrats get a cut of it. And then if the police do their job and arrest them, the Soros DAs that are in control of almost every town and city in the country, just turn them loose. $1,000 bail. Oh, you shot somebody. $1,000. No big deal. Go do it again. This guy's dead on. They cut the police here in Austin, won't prosecute crime. The governor sends in the state police. All they do is write tickets. And I've seen reports without even looking for them. And by that, I mean it's in the news everywhere. Local news, some of these corrupt jurisdictions are seizing people's cars for no reason and just stealing them. The government is criminal, folks, and it's at war with us. Not all the government, but a large part of it now. Let's finish up with what he's saying.
Y'all can take them same people, the Highway State Patrol, and you can take them in every single one of their Silver Chargers and Dodge Durangos, and y'all can take them to Sunset, and y'all can park them right over there, and y'all can teach people how to drive, since the Highway State Patrol know so much about traffic laws and know what to do in traffic. They need to, y'all pay them, they can go over there and teach these Haitians how to drive, because it's getting a, bro, I'm getting thousands of views on these. And it's going to get bigger, and it's only going to get worse. And y'all sitting up there in these chairs, y'all, all y'all need to get out here and do something. Y'all making hundreds of thousands of dollars. Y'all need to put on a T-shirt and some Crocs, and then y'all need to come out here in these streets, and y'all need to go out here. And I'm out here before the police is. Like, y'all need to do something, bro. Y'all really got to stand on business. Y'all getting paid all this money just to wear a suit and sit in a chair.
Whoever this local guy is, and I've seen his channel. I don't know why I didn't send it to you. I forget his name. I want him on the show. Because they, the globalists and their minions, count on us not exposing it and the mainstream media not covering it. But we're the media now. Yeah, it's all in the article on InfoWars.com. I want him on the show. Pronto, please. Tell the producers. All right. Let's finish up.
We got to do something, bro. It's kids out here getting hurt. Like, only reason I even went on here and said something about it is because somebody told me they walking from the school and a Haitian almost ran into them. And who is getting paid? Like, how much money is y'all really getting paid, like, to bring them over here? Like, I know it's deeper than them. I know that's where they come from, and that's what they do. That's their country. I don't know what they got going on over there, but they can't do that over here. And if y'all just getting paid from it and then y'all ain't doing nothing about it, I think that's super weird, bro. Y'all got to stand on business. Y'all got to really, like, step up. Like, it's lame, bro. Like, for real.
Thank you for your comments.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And let's be clear. These people got here in the last 3.5 years, most of them now. How the hell do they have cars? And you look at the videos, they're wearing fancy shoes, shirts, pants, cell phones, cars, because they get welfare checks. They get money as, quote, migrants. And then they just run around all day robbing people. And they're nice compared to the Venezuelan gangs. They're not gangs. They're just like zombies. Here's a woman in Springfield arrested for eating a woman's cat. Here's the video.
What did you do? Why'd you kill the cat?
Smile for me.
Smile with your teeth. Go like this. Did you eat that cat? Did you eat it? No, why'd you kill it? Did you guys see all this?
No, we pulled up and she was just laying there with him.
Did you see her eating it?
Eating it.
She was eating it?
Yeah, she was.
You call the Humane Society to see if they'll come pick this cat up. It's deceased.
Laying on the ground, eating a dead cat in a pool of blood. Now, for those that haven't covered Haiti, we've sent reporters there many times. I've not been, but I've sent the reporters when they had to land there in hurricanes and earthquakes, you know, on dirt runways. We have armed people with them. They always try to get robbed. There's just women, children being raped, just total lawlessness, feces running down the streets, and people just flopping around voodoo, demon-possessed everywhere. I mean, if you haven't studied Haiti, you think I'm joking. I could dig up the videos and show them to you. And it's not like we're picking the bad stuff. That's why Conan O'Brien once, they now send a private beach there, they fence off. Conan O'Brien went and said, oh, Haiti's great, you ought to come here. He never went on the land. Oh, Haiti's great this time of year. So sad. I mean, I've got so many more clips. Here's J.D. Vance talking about the problem. Here it is.
Chairman Brown, I'd like to ask unanimous consent to submit a letter for the record from the city of Springfield in our state, the southwestern part of our state, which I think highlights a very real example of this particular concern, straight from the horse's mouth itself. Now, this letter, I want to quote from it. Springfield has seen a surge in population through immigration that has significantly impacted our ability as a community to produce enough housing opportunities for all. Springfield's Haitian population has increased 15 to 20,000 over the last 4 years in a community of under 60,000 previous residents, putting a significant strain on our resources and ability to provide ample housing for all of our residents. And end quote there. And Mike.
No objection. So
thank you. In my conversations with folks in Springfield, it's not just housing. They're trying to build 5,000 new housing units, which is a very Herculean task in a town of about 55,000 people. But it's also hospital services. It's school services. There's a whole host of ways in which this immigration problem, I think, is having very real human consequences.
So imagine, that's a pretty small town, and they put 20,000 and more there. Here's American citizen confirmed Springfield, Ohio, Haitian immigrants eating people's pets. The police officer describes 19-year-old illegal, kills 68-year-old Ohio woman speeding through a red light. Springfield, Ohio woman says homeless Haitians are attacking her camped out. Woman speaks at Springfield, Ohio commission meeting about Haitian migrants stopping her from getting assistance. Springfield, Ohio says car insurance rates are skyrocketing because of it. Springfield, Ohio mayor and city manager on Fox talking about Haitian migrants. I won't even get to all of these ahead of the next guest coming up because it's impossible. There's just too many of them. Mother shoots man climbing through daughter's bedroom. I mean, it's just, we got to go there. We got to cover this. That's why we need funds to get more reporters hired back and continue on. Hopefully we'll share here in a few months, but I'll get to that in a moment. Play clip 14.
Hey, Patriots. So I didn't want to believe what I'm about to tell you, but after researching, looking into it in Ohio, I actually have people out in Ohio. It turns out that there is accuracy to this story. So Springfield is a small town in Ohio. 4 years ago, it had about 60,000 residents. Under Harris and Biden, 20,000 Haitian immigrants were shipped to Springfield, Ohio. The Haitians, and I'm not saying all of them, but some of them are literally like going to parks, you know, how we feed the ducks or whatever. They are taking ducks and cutting their heads off and taking them home to eat them, to cook them and eat them. There was a neighbor that was missing her cat. She couldn't find her cat. One day she came home from work. As soon as she stepped out of her car, looked towards a neighbor's house where Haitians lived, and saw her cat hanging from a branch like you do, like a deer when you're field dressing or butchering. And they were carving the cat up to eat. They've been doing this to dogs. They've been doing it at Snyder Park with the ducks and the geese. This is Harrison Biden's. They flew these people in to Ohio. So if you're out in Ohio, please watch your animals. If you're anywhere, really.
All right, let's stop there. And it's happening all over the country. It goes on and on. Let's go ahead now. A police officer describes 19-year-old illegal killing somebody. Here it is.
At about 3:20 in the morning, we did have a fatal crash at the intersection of Stanley Avenue and Webster Street, where one person, a 68-year-old female, was deceased at the scene. She had stopped in to get a snack from the store and then was just heading to work right there at the Molly, waiting on the traffic light. And then an individual coming from Webster Street ran the red light. We know that due to the video footage we have obtained, striking that particular car, killing the driver, and then ultimately leaving on foot, fleeing from the scene. We are aware of his immigration status, and again, this is something that's not necessarily relevant to the traffic investigation and the crash, so that's something that somebody else will ultimately have to discuss.
Oh, yeah, it's not relevant. Woman speaks to Springfield City Commission about Haitian migrants stopping her from assistance, Springfield, Ohio. I want to come back and play a few more of these. The really important ones, the insurance rates have skyrocketed. So imagine you're a town of 58,000 people, and they stick 20,000 and counting, that's more than a third, extra illegal aliens from Haiti. And then, of course, they're above the law. This is all to bring down the United States of America, bankrupt it as fast as possible. This is the UN's plan to use imploded third world after the lockdowns to then bring these people in. That's the plan. We're going to go to break, come back, cover more of this. I got some other stuff I want to hit, then I'll hand the baton to the guest host. Who's the guest host? I've been so busy. It's always Gerald Salenti on Monday. That's right. Does a great job. So before I end this hour, we're putting up the best fight we can against the globalist. And I try to explain this to people. It's like a chemistry reaction. You've got to have, you know, whatever the ingredients are to make the reaction to create what you're trying to do. We've got to be on air. We've got to reach people. And we got hardcore guests, the most hardcore breaking news. I don't care what the globalists do to me. I'm not stopping. But you can have a rocket ready to, you know, put a satellite in orbit. If it doesn't have the fuel, it can't get off the ground. We've already gotten off the ground, but we need more fuel to continue missions. It's simple. I have ways to incentivize you to support us financially by really good products that enrich and power your life. Everybody needs to go to our great sponsor, drjonesnaturals.com, that has incredible nano silver products, the toothpaste, all of it with the nano silver and the tea tree and the iodine that's so good for your gums and whole body. The mouth is such a key area to keep healthy. Never had any toothpaste like this. It's amazing. drjonesnaturals.com. And then, of course, it's about to sell out. Next Level Foundational Energy is something you want to experience. It isn't a stimulant, but it has a stimulant effect, clean with no letdown. Most people cannot absorb folic acid properly, even if you eat a giant salad twice a day of spinach and chew it properly. You're still not going to get a fraction because folic acid is very hard to break down the body, but it's what you operate off of. Methylfolate is the concentrate, bioavailable, 100% gets processed in the cells, cleans them out, does incredible things, and it's got other compounds in it that supercharge you. It's incredible. Next Level Foundational Energy, selling out, drjonesnaturals.com, and that funds this operation and so many other great products there, like the Nano Silver, the Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, all of it at drjonesnaturals.com. It's critical you support us. Thanks for the support. Go there now.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're